I just think she leaves just such a huge, huge hole.
We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, tributes have been pouring in for Cokie Roberts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Google. From Connecticut.
There's something going really wrong, in my view, in this bit of audio. Something faulty in the writing and the structure of the podcast or show the bit comes from. Something that has a negative effect on listening and on listener perception of the show. Some people who create shows for podcast or radio think this is a formula, taking a break. They probably think I am wrong in my approach. I'm okay with that, because someone else will get it. You'll have a better sounding on how your listening experience is affected, and someone somewhere will rethink their approach. So let's start here. In radio and in podcasting, there are no breaks. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 3, Episode 2. Everything you hear when you turn on the radio or a podcast is part of the flow of that station or show. That includes any commercials, public service announcements, station identification, station imaging and jingles, or promotional bits. Advertisers place their ads by buying time on podcasts or radio stations that serve the listener they are trying to reach to buy their product or use their service. They're strategic about which shows and stations they will advertise on, and perhaps on which they will not. It's been so ever since the early days of radio in North America. Decades ago, advertising was integrated into programs for what we might now call a seamless flow between programming and advertising that supports it financially. Listen to this from radio from 1937.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Blue Coal presents The Shadow, a man of mystery who strikes terror in the very souls of sharpsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. All signs point to a severe winter. Be prepared. If you want to be sure of even, dependable, healthful heat in any kind of weather, insist on Blue Coal, America's finest anthracite mined from the fields of northern Pennsylvania. The coal that has colored a harmless blue at the mines for your protection.
You can't have it in the jail. You can't do it.
Later on, as both radio and the government regulations affecting broadcast practice changed, ads became separate entities. By the 1960s, radio ads were typically 60 seconds or 30 seconds long. They could be grouped together and played back to back. These groupings were called commercial islands and later stop sets. There was an art and a craft to scheduling commercials and structuring stop sets. Spots with male voiceover, spots with female voiceover, no back-to-back spots with the same announcers in them, no conflict between advertisers within the stop set. You couldn't have an ad for a Chevy dealer next to a spot for a Dodge dealership. No way. And the commercials aired had to fit the sound of the radio station. Music that did not fit the radio station's image, a voice that did not fit the sound, production values that were not up to par, could cause an ad to be rejected. The advertiser could still buy time on the radio station, but the radio station would write and produce a new spot for them to fit the sound of the station. If you want to hear more about this approach, search out TM Productions. Some of their demos for radio are on YouTube. Their audio demos are like textbooks. They tell a radio station how to use jingle campaigns, such as the U campaign, to image their stations, to create transitions, to fit with commercials, to build colorful, interesting stop sets. Listen to this partial demonstration from 1975.
You've got to do it in a strong but sincere way, with an original, super-readable sound. With a campaign able to deliver its message without blatantly announcing, this is a station ID, one that comes on sounding like a record or a national spot. Since the 30-second campaign cuts are designed to be programmed only a few times during the broadcast day, the message must be reinforced in shorter productions for normal out-of-stop set use.
Life at Harrah's is great entertainment and a whole lot more.
You salt water.
Call your Culligan man.
Hey, Culligan man!
You are the reason we do what we do. We do it for you on 93KHJ.
Station jingle packages and imaging include audio components designed to help maintain and propel the program flow through stop sets. Jingle in, spots, maybe an ID, more spots, jingle out. There are several ways of structuring a good stop set. This is not a break. It's a part of the radio station's programming. Break is an inside term, as in, we break for spots in 30 seconds, a message there from the on-air board operator to the host, not heard over the air. If the show is strong, a listener should stay with the station through the spots and then continue to enjoy the program. They might even hear something of interest and value to them during the spots. After all, they fit the target customer the advertiser is after. The spot is tailored to listeners to this station or this type of station. So a radio host should not portray the necessity to go to spots as a break. Instead, setting up into a stop set provides an opportunity for the host to look ahead to what's still coming in the show. Not after the break, but coming up next or straight ahead on the show, and so on. I'm sure you've heard a show host on a music station or talk station take that kind of approach. Same deal for podcasts. If you're lucky enough to attract paid advertising to your podcast, income, the last thing you want to do is portray it to your listener as an interruption. Break is a negative term. Why would you tell your financial supporter that their participation in your show is an interruption? The reason you, in internal jargon, build a break into a show is to carry the ads that let you make some income from the show. If the ad does not fit your kind of show and the target listener you're after or know you're already attracting, it's the wrong ad. Don't take it. Here's an approach that works and is much friendlier to both advertiser and the listener. It's from the podcast History of the 90s from Curious Cast.
The last of the seven passengers trapped in the wreckage was freed just before 3 a.m., 9 hours after the collision. In all, three women died and 30 others were seriously injured.
Before we go any further, I want to tell you about another podcast you're going to love. Grown-ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids is pretty much exactly what it sounds like.
Courageous adults. Smooth transition into the ad, no break, show continues to flow. This episode is inspired by a conversation that came out over Twitter after I wrote, "Podcasters, please stop this taking a break nonsense. Instead, craft high-value look-ahead and return transitions around the spot carrier, and not we are back." Radio still needs reminding, too. Think about the listener, not the mechanics of the show. Don't ruin the flow. Some people who saw the tweet agreed and asked for an explanation of how to avoid using the term. Others did not agree. Finally, @AirChecker, who kindly helped spread my original tweet, came back with, "Radio takes breaks to play commercials, for example. Don't read into the word so much." But I must. The term break, used on air, implies something is breaking the flow of programming. What is a host implying when they say something like, "We have to take a break now"? That what's coming is of no value? That the listener should go do something else now? Commercial stop sets are not an interruption. They're strategic elements of programming, and they're what lets the listener have access to your show. No revenue? No radio. The next newscast is not an interruption. It is not a break. It's an integral programming element likely required on your radio station by terms of the station license or government regulation or statute depending on your country. The newscast serves and informs your listener and in ways legitimizes your talk on a news talk station, and it's a tune-in factor for listeners. The show that got me going on all this again is what you heard off the very top today. A Bit from Politics, a podcast from NPR. Yes, it's on a sensitive subject, to be sure, the death of a veteran broadcaster. But it just really, really stands out for me. I'm sure you've heard this type of approach many, many times in audio shows. In a 15-minute recorded podcast, you as the host could not possibly need a break. So get creative and make use of the spot carrier as an opportunity to look ahead or to reset the issue and then to springboard forward on your return from the spot carrier. Writing and structuring a podcast, a show for radio, or an ongoing stream of music programming elements on a radio station is not about you, and it's not about the mechanics of the steps involved. It's about the listener experience. There are no breaks. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.